nothing that has ever been done. So they just had to give up. And then after Mr. Collier left out of the commissioner, the Navajo were so happy about that he left. They sure didn't like him at all. And the next commissioner was better, 3 or 4 times as better as Mr. Collier. He didn't say nothing about their stock. All he said was, we want more education for our children. So that's what he done. The next commissioner gave us more education to our younger ones. From there on, there were more school building was built here and there, all over the reservation. The government used to build dormitories. And then the children used to stay at the school dormitories. It was one good thing that we had through the past year, that our children had to stay at the dormitory. Some of them runs away from school, but their father and mother and our leader wants to bring back the children every time. So the time came on that the Navajo tribe has talked about many good things, how to work with us Indians. This was where Mr. Colmine came in. He gave a lot of good ideas how our Navajo people should work and should be taken care. Throughout the year past, he was one of our great talker or one of our great leader that knew what to do. And he learned about a lot of things like this for his people. That's why he went to higher school. Everybody liked it him. Everybody was looking up to Mr. Coleman. Here, he had straightened out things with the government that he went back to Washington himself with his own money out of his pocket, and this only I think it was 2 times. Once, one trip he made it out of his pocket. The second trip the Navajo people realized what Mr. Coleman was doing, so we had to pitch in some money for his transportation and his place to sleep and what to eat. He had to stay for a certain time. The money was ready here. He talked about the oil money in Washington. He wanted to bring it out to the Navajo reservation. He wanted to bring it out to Wind Rock, where us Navajo people can run it the way we want to run it, because it is our money. It is the Navajo tribe's money. It came from out of the Navajo reservation. So it took many years to build up so much amount of money. This is the way the Navajo tribe started out. First, it was kind of slow. And then the tribe brought some money out of Washington and built it the Window Rock headquarters. Here, the money started to grow. Our Navajo people that are graduated out of high school and went to a little higher school, they started to be hired into the office at Window Rock. Here, everybody talked together, worked together, and fight together with their language, the English language, against the white people. We noted that there were a lot of things that it can be done throughout the reservation. We know that there are a lot of things that is needed. There are 900 out of 1,000 Indians were poor. Poor people. Uneducated. That lost a lot of the stocks. Went poor. Went broke. Just because of Mr. Collier. They always think that he was a bad, bad commissioner that was ever being put in the Indian commissioner. That's what a lot of Navajos say against Mr. Collier. They sure don't like him. So this is the way things went among the Navajo tribe during the time of Mr. Coleman. He was one of our great Indian leader in these days. He sure knows how to talk, and he sure talks pretty perfect English. This is the way Mr. Minor was in the consummate service for 7 years. During his time, he had asked to build dams in the Indian country, to build more better things. He built it up, the Window Rock, and then brought in a lot of things that it's needed. He was the one that talked it about the new sawmill. We had an old sawmill, but he talked it and brought out some money of the tribe's money to build the big mill to cut timbers and cut lumber for the people from his own reservation. There were a lot of things, of ways that can be worked among the Navajos, he says. We can repay most of this money, but it is belong to our tribe. We will not give away to some white people. It will come back to our tribe. We shall cut timbers and be brought in and be sawed into lumber and then build houses for our Navajo people that need houses. We shall get them off the dirt, he says. Our new generation that are in school, that knows lots about a white man's way to live, we will be ready for them by the time when they graduate. When they come back, they will have a very nice place to stay. This is the way Mr. Coalmine talk was. This is the idea that he had with his councilman. Everybody was on his side. When he talks, everybody was ready to make a motion for him. There was none against Mr. Miner. He says that we'll cut our own lumber that is on the reservation. We're not going to sell much outside the reservation. We know that it is money, but then at the same time, half of our lumber must be sold back to our own nation. Half of it can be sold out. So that's the way it happened. To us Navajo people, lumber was very cheap to us because it was our own timber. The money that we paid back for our lumber, it goes back into the tribal fund. So it was a very good idea what Mr. Husky Coal Mine made up. There are a lot of different kinds of good ideas that he made up during his councilman work. He wanted to bring in some more schooling, the public school on the reservation. He talked with big man in Washington that runs the public school. So that's why it was brought up to the Navajo Reservation. There are all different kinds of public school in our reservation today. And this is the way that our councilmen worked together during the year of 1945 on up to 1950 and on up to 1960. We had some great leaders. They are still in the councilman yet because they were the one that has been talking for us all these years. So that is what I say, that Mr. Coalmine was one of our great people to talk about a lot of things that had been happening.